This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So house rules, like, pretty basic. Sean just wants me to like run through.
Okay.
Just like the basic stuff. Like have fun for sure. Apps, like, make a mess, go crazy. But do like clean up afterwards.
Okay.
Like, it's kind of like a leave no trace policy here. You can flush anything.
Okay.
It's not one of those places that's like weird about like what you like,
what we flush.
Don't flush
okay.
this type of whatever.
Yeah.
You can flush whatever you want. Just like let him know he has been playing around with like what you can flush.
Okay.
And so he will want to know, just itemize it, you know. And
written there's or a voice there's a note?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Is voice note okay?
Dry erase, there's a dry erase board in there.
Okay.
And so like don't flush that, but like
right.
No.
Like you can flush it, but I guess like get a new one.
Okay. And then it sort of has to start the research over because it's like it's gone at that point.
I guess then do a voice note for what was on the board.
Okay.
So you can Amazon recreate it,
but then add dry erase board.
Gotcha. You don't have like an Amazon wish list or something like that we could just click, or do we have to physically go in person and grab them?
He does have an Amazon wish. I mean, like, yes, but that's all stuff that like he will want to be flushed immediately.
Okay.
So, gotcha.
Like, mm-hmm. like stuff that he's been kind of curious about whether it'll go down.
And is this like a continuation kind of like the will it blend sort of thing, or is it just like his own sort of separate?
He doesn't know about that. He doesn't know about any shows or movies
okay.
or anything.
Okay.
Like this, he just wants to see what
stuff can flush.
Well, I think that's like a TikTok. Is that off the table as well, sort of for knowledge base?
I don't think this is for anything else
gotcha.
Other than it's like very and he doesn't want anyone to be there when he's doing it, you know? And so like he gets like shy if there's other people in there with him.
Oh, well, yeah, he's so shy.
Yeah.
Copy. I haven't met him, so this is good to know.
And yeah, and he said you aren't going to.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I was curious. I thought I saw him leaving, but I haven't seen him in person, so I wasn't sure if it was like
he did leave. He and it's not you, it's it is you in a way, but like
that's hard to hear.
He has he said he wouldn't be able to keep his New Year's resolution if he were here today, which is a commitment to nonviolence.
But it's
more of a Matt thing.
Yeah.
I ask for clarification on that?
There's just this sense that you are like having performed with okay. So the way it works with Sean and Matt is
gotcha.
It's on site.
It's on site, but it's never Matt that is like essentially the victim. It's whoever is next in Sean's life. You know what I mean?
I see. It's like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but 1 degree of Matt Apodaca.
And it follows. Yes. Yeah.
And yes. it follows.
It's like
well.
Builds up and builds up, and then it's whoever it like Sean lays eyes on next is like. Is he puts him on the mat is
I
how
understand.
He is how he thinks of it. And so that commitment like this year is very powerful.
So this New Year's resolution is coming to an end. It's not sort of like an early start.
No, it's like he basically he feels like the interaction with Matt today would potentially carry over his violence, the spree he would go on into the new year.
I understand.
The last time, and this was tough because I was in Sean's presence this year.
Yeah.
And I was here with Waisaki actually. And he.
It's Jacob Warsock. I mean, like, yeah, you know, like, yeah, we know he's sure, he's like a well-known enough guy.
Yeah.
But I don't think like everyone here is like, oh, Wysocki is like, oh, he's awesome. I like him. Yeah. But like, I don't think we're just like dropping Wysocki. Okay.
We
on
all
everyone.
Like him.
We all.
Like, he's awesome.
At minimum, like him.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, I just like, let's explain to
Jacob Wysocki.
Yeah, Jacob Wysocki, and like, yeah, who he is and stuff.
Yeah, he's an improviser, comedian, actor.
Improv, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy, huh? It's crazy
right
now. It's
kind of crazy right now.
And Vic, I mean,
I think
this
it
kind of
depends, yeah, personally.
Talk about that a little more.
Well, I honestly always view improv mostly as an acting exercise.
Okay.
So I think personally for me, it's about, it's like an onion, it's unveiling truth, right?
Yeah.
And so at its core—
This is the new vibe, huh?
What do you mean?
It's just different from when I was coming up.
What were you guys doing?
We would get in, like—
When was that, the 70s?
So we, yeah, it's the 1990 70s.
Old ass.
Thanks very much.
That's so crazy. I was like 3.
I mean, and it is generational, right? And I understand, like, you make room for new ways of doing things. And basically, so the way I see it is—
Thank you for making a lot of room for us, too.
No, absolutely.
I didn't even know you did improv, actually.
That is what, and I was doing it for you at the time, and I knew I was doing that.
Yeah, that's
like,
good.
I was very, very conscious of what I was leaving for the next generation.
Great.
And we were, like— We thought of it like it was a job, right? We were very like lunch pail about it. We were like going down in the mines. We had our little like
shiny, sandwiches like, or sodas. Like, yeah,
we were like sitting out on the beam, just horking sandwiches. But we didn't give a shit about the money, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And so then like honestly, then Matt shows up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he sees—
Well, like, there we can agree.
Yeah.
Right?
At some point, Matt shows up.
Yeah.
It's undeniable.
There was improv. There's improv now, and there was improv before, but we can all agree that at some
that
point
when
I showed up.
He was there, improv was not happening.
Yeah.
That's like, he killed it.
Yes.
He straight up, like, in attempting to commercialize it
yes.
the way he did.
Yes.
With, I mean, like, there was his idea, he called it improv all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like very reminiscent. I guess he thought that like improv everywhere is like an East Coast thing that only that West Coast people wouldn't know about.
I thought so it was proprietary.
Like, I have this idea called improv all over the place.
Yeah. Theater teams, like theater sports, a straight rip of theater sports called theater teams.
Yes. Yeah, no, I was always, I don't want to spend any time in court. So I was just really trying to find a way to sort of like make it my own thing, but reminiscent enough. You know, I could have gone all the way and called it, you know, not improv everywhere, an improv everywhere parody or something like that, if I was really trying to.
Well, it also feels like improv nowhere was right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fuck. Yeah, I hadn't even, okay. That's
so it was
huge
all
for me right now.
Like, it's all about making money, no, like, way of actually doing so.
No, I remember going into, I had a general at one point, and I walked into this office, and I wrote improv on a whiteboard, and then I wrote an S after the end of it, and then two lines through it to make it a dollar sign. That was kind of my big thing.
Is that how generals used to work when you were doing generals back in the day?
When I go in, it's specific.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean by that?
There's an agenda, and I have a show. Like, it's not, I'm not just here to talk, you know what I mean?
It's not general at all,
like,
actually.
I actually have a really good idea.
Yeah. Specifics.
They say to Hayes, do you want to come in for a specific?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
And, yeah, my idea was a show about...
Like, six friends hanging out?
Six friends, but they're all like Disney characters.
Oh, okay.
Like famous Disney characters.
Yeah.
And so instead, it's like, and it's the main ones too. It's not like
Lilo and Stitch's sister.
Yeah, LeFou.
It's not like that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the sister?
No, LeFou is Gaston's friend.
Yeah, Gaston's friend. Right. No, it's like Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck.
Goofy.
Daisy Duck, Goofy, Pluto. The straight up main.
The main six.
The main six.
Like
ones.
The clubhouse.
Yeah, sort of like a club, but like it's, but it isn't a very friends, like adult, at, you know, like, it, like it's for our generation grown up, but these characters that we love, they're growing up with us.
Mickey has a job, kind of, you know, like He goes to work.
Kind of.
Yeah,
exactly.
Kind of. You know when he mean? Wants
but
to.
It's like gig economy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah.
That's like, what did they say?
They said, this freaking kicks ass.
Yeah, they liked it.
Yeah, they were like, this is fucking awesome.
When
like,
was this meeting? That's incredible.
When was this meeting?
Yeah, it was
1997.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Okay. So it never so,
like,
came
Friends,
out.
Friends was happening, like, right. sort of at the time.
Well, and so, I feel like that probably would have been the time to sell something like that, if yeah. I'm being honest, because I feel like after that, it was like thing after thing after thing where they're like, how do we recreate Friends? How do we recreate Friends? And it feels yes. like that would have been the time for it.
Exactly. And it was, but it was never with, like, characters that we actually, that are really famous and, you, like, already make, like, the work is done.
Do you think it's true that the Drake song No New Friends sort of put the kibosh on like any type of like Friends reboot or like, cause we don't really see that kind of show anymore. There are how's shows where
song,
no one's
I
friends.
Mean, I guess like, how's that song go?
Like he's like kind
of, and just, again, it's like yeah. the Waisaki thing instead of just like bringing up like, here's a song and be like, how does it go?
See, and this is the type of thing that like, if you Sean, if Sean was here.
So just say you don't know.
I don't know how it goes, but Sean would back me up and probably say, I think that's what happened.
You think Sean would, he'd back you up, all right.
I think Sean would back me up at the very least.
He'd back you up.
Yeah.
Straight then, in the wall, arm bar. Actually, yeah. he'd use his foreleg.
Yeah.
Instead
yeah.
of his forearm.
Okay,
because
yeah.
Because it's like.
He's kind like, of bored of the arm stuff.
That's stronger. So he would yeah. pick up his leg.
He doesn't skip leg day.
Put
yeah.
Put it under your neck.
Yeah.
And yes, he'd back you up.
Matt, this makes me a little bit worried for you that you'd rather have somebody come in and beat the shit out of you just to have somebody.
I guess, sort I of mean, in your it's kind of. You gotta take him where you can get him, I guess. And, you know, it's tough that he's going to absolutely, you know, wallop my little ass and, you know, just beat me. But mm-hmm. at least he understands. He gets Drake at least.
I want to refocus attention to Vic a little bit.
Thank Please. You.
Vic Michaels, or you don't do Vic Michaels?
Well, I do Michaelis because that's my name.
You changed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think for Hollywood, they
the
said...
The craft store, we're leaving that. So basically, my understanding is...
Sure.
They said to you, art is... Cotton balls,
yeah.
Art is pipe cleaners.
Yeah, well, that makes sense that that's your understanding. I think for me, like, Michael's mostly is about that little room where they do sort of displays on, like, how to knit a little dog and things like that.
That little room, yeah. And how,
and
like...
little birthday parties and things like that.
They don't show it to everyone, but...
Like, yeah, I think people don't
people
realize
on
it.
On the floor will be like, hey,
come back in.
Check out this little room.
Yes, and that is really, I think, at the end of the day, where the money is.
Yeah.
So I think for me, that is what I think of when I think of Michaels, and I don't want to be associated with
you
that.
You got the fuck out of there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I think it's like one of those things where it's like people don't want to be held down by the sins of their parents.
Right.
And I don't want to be held down by the sins of a corporation mm-hmm. That doesn't necessarily hold my values anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you it's new generation, right? It's new
yeah.
generation of improv.
Yeah.
You all are out here. It's just sort of like planting seeds in the ashes of what Matt did, really, because that's soil, that's fertile soil, right? Like mm-hmm. and it's supposed to burn.
Yeah.
It's like the Chaparral.
Sure.
Like,
yeah,
every 7 years somebody comes like
torches it so bad they sort of close the theater,
annihilates
for a
everything
months.
That lives.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was so bad that they decided to close down one of the main hubs, UCB Sunset, which is a big theater in LA.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they said, we need to start over. Mm-hmm. We need to sort of clear
Nothing
the mat out
can
of the
grow
air.
Grow here.
Yeah. Yes. And so I think, what was your question?
I guess.
I heard it got to New York too. That
burning it all down.
My act's here.
Mm-hmm.
Shut it down in New York as well.
Your act.
Yeah. My antics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've heard that. I think that rings true.
Yeah.
I guess part of my intention was getting everyone in here to try and bring back some of what was lost,
mm-hmm.
but not all. Like, we're not trying to just like restore, like just go back to the old thing.
No,
yeah.
We right? can't.
Like, we have to build something new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who better to do that but the OG?
Sure.
The new G.
That's me.
And the guy who
the Oppenheimer
absolutely
of improv,
ruined
yeah.
everything.
The tipping point.
Yeah. Destroyed it.
Yeah, I think that that's a really wonderful perspective to have on that. And so I guess my question is, like, moving forward, did you have any ideas of what that's going to look like?
Yeah, I have some really funny ideas, actually.
I'm open to it. I'm sort of locked in at a lot of places. I'm performing like 7, 8, 9 times a week. How many nights a week are you performing right now?
Nights. That's so interesting that you think you could only perform at night. I perform every single morning.
Okay.
Because that's when the most of the cars are on the road, right?
Right. You know,
that's when like everyone's going to work, and like that's when people like need a boost. And also that's when they have the most change in their cup holder.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. Because like they're spending it over the course of the day.
They're tossing change out.
Yes.
For the performers out on the road, you know, and it's you got to get in there early if you want to get the good change.
Yes.
Yeah, so, no, it makes sense.
That's true.
So I'm doing improv when they're stopped at the light. Yeah, and that extends.
It's just so interesting that that's what
lunchtime.
And how
then I'm
you're doing
donezo.
It. Because I had a similar that was my complete thesis for improv all over the place was we got to get out there, we got to get there on the roads, we're gonna get these pennies, and guess what? They add up.
Yes.
End of the day, we're making like $3 or $4. It's pretty nice. Right. It's not nothing.
Yeah, you know? But not enough to put into a Coinstar.
No, mm-hmm. yeah, not
no, they don't let you. They,
yeah,
it's too heavy.
The fee. Mm-hmm. The fee.
You're walking away with $150.
Get
at that
a GameStop
point.
Gift card.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You can if you convert any Coinstar monies into a gift card, the fee is I think a lot less or none.
Oh, that's actually a really good tip.
Yeah, get a gift card.
Okay.
You know, you can go to Panera Bread. You can go to, Aldi or whatever it is. You know.
Yeah, and that was your big partnership for improv all over the place, huh? Was Panera Bread?
Yeah, Panera. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know. We had a bit of a complication recently, but...
Yeah.
Well, I heard you pitched doing all those new different kinds of macaroni and cheese.
We did the new Max. We did the new...
See, this... But what was improv about that, I guess, is my question. Or I guess...
I think that was everybody's question. Yeah. I was reading the forums. People didn't really understand.
I think a lot of...
There wasn't really like a flash mob element to it. Just you like pitching new kinds of macaroni and cheese.
And I will say it seemed to be a big tipping point for the company where all of a sudden started to go pretty downhill from there.
It started to go pretty downhill and they became less known for their bread and more for some of their other items. But
like what?
Oh, you know, a soup.
Okay.
Sure, that's
soup.
One.
They had this... I did have this idea for this crazy lemonade that mm-hmm. they... had a hard time with pretty recently, but it was pretty good when I tried it. But I got in there in the mac and cheese space, and you're probably thinking I came in with like a list of ideas or mm-hmm. something, right? Not so. I was making all that shit up, and they ate it up.
Yeah.
They loved it.
Mm-hmm.
They put bacon in the mac and cheese. They put
that was one of your ideas.
Yeah, they had a broccoli cheddar mac and cheese
and
at
they
one
ate
point.
It up.
They ate it up, and I said,
is
guys, save some for everybody.
Maybe. Yeah, they ate it up.
Yeah, they got so hungry when I was talking.
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, you got to put this out on the floor.
It.
No, they couldn't sell because they ate it all. They ate it all up, and they said it was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
They liked what I was working with, white cheddar mac.
Kind of sounding like that's actually maybe where one of your talents lies.
Yeah, and like coming up with like crazy foods. That's probably
are we
like,
sure. When you say one of your talents,
are we sure? Are we sure that that's
are
where one
sure?
of the talent lies?
Are we just sure? I mean, one of the talents implies something.
Implies
right?
multiple,
yeah.
Which is like there is at least one other one.
I bet we could find one other one. Do your parents like you?
Yeah, I'm a hit with my parents and others as well. Every
two.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Then Chan would say you're a hit with me too.
Yeah, then he starts slapping.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it would be very funny, to be fair.
It'd be funny.
Yeah. Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now. but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness. Stuff.
Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hollywood Handbook. So we need, what do we need? Like, we need a new, we do need a new space. Like, you're, I mean, you're doing like 7-8 nights a week. Like, where are you?
I got
and
once
you're
a
doing
month.
Sort of.
Like where are you like,
every morning?
Shop these days?
So for me, I think I really think about it in terms of, and sort of in this new way of, stop me if this gets confusing for you at any point. Okay. If you need
that
a break.
Will not. If you will be continuing. For the rest of both of our lives.
You're sweating so hard right now. Like, you're getting like sweat stains.
That is not from confusion. That's from like, my body is able, like, because my brain is like so well rested from not being confused, my body is able to run that much harder.
I don't know if this
happens. It's able to get exercise. I mean, I'm able to be in here because the mind is so registering what's happening.
You're doing mental gymnastics.
Quivering every single muscle, like that's what I'm able to
do. I don't know
if
this
on.
Happens in general when people get older, but you're talking so much and like none of it is making sense.
So
like, you're on your David Byrne era.
You're not
right
saying
now.
Like any words that like make sense together.
But that's what I'm saying. You don't so it's you're the one that's confused.
Can we get this man a water, maybe?
You know what I mean? I do not ever have water.
You don't drink water at all?
At all?
No. I don't have it. I don't just not drink it. I don't have it.
So you're like the Dos Equis guy?
I don't have any of that. Yes.
You stay thirsty?
Yes.
You just drink alcohol?
So he doesn't just drink alcohol.
He just doesn't drink anything?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So finish your story. I'm just like, don't worry about me.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, you know, if you want to interrupt me again, I guess that's fine.
I actually do know. So you get it. So you get it. I do.
Right.
Know.
Okay. So for
this
me,
this plant grew
so much.
Like, it's growing over the course of the
day. Do you think
thing,
it's because of
right?
how humid your body has been? So it's sort of.
Well,
like...
I think it is like an energy that we can create.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
is that an Audrey 2? What do we got over there?
An Audrey.
An Audrey 2?
An Audrey tattoo.
Audrey 2? See?
No, her name like is Audrey. Her name is Audrey tattoo. Her name is not Audrey 2.
Okay. No, I think it's happening.
Where sort of his brand is going.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. Audrey Tattoo from Little Store of Scaries. Yeah, yeah.
No, Audrey Tattoo is...
You should write that down, actually.
A Little Store of Scaries?
You, like... So what, like, uh-huh. to dismiss what Audrey Tattoo brought us, like the magic she injected into the world where, like, every little thing we're seeing, like, things that seemed very normal and pedestrian now are, like, little characters.
Well, if you don't mind me sort of using that to loop back into what I'm doing and where I'm performing for improv,
yes,
because I think that
question.
Actually really inspired, that is like sort of the crux of what I'm doing these days uh-huh. in the improv space, as I like to call it. It's sort of like, what is performance, I think, is the big question. Yeah. What is a
so
stage?
What are the theaters? Like, what are the actual theaters?
I think the better question is, what is not a theater?
Mm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. yes, am I performing in a traditional space? Sometimes. Have I auditioned for teams to be on sort of like a more regular, like, traditional?
Does it have like an address? Like, is there a cross street?
Absolutely.
Like, okay, what is it?
The cross street would be sort of like, you know, like one road and another road, right?
Okay. Yes.
And then I am sort of in the middle there, and it just is ever evolving.
You're in the middle of the cross street.
Sometimes
you're in the middle of the intersection.
I think for me, okay. it is like what is performance?
It's very similar to my work. But,
who is
very
but that's,
similar
but that's
to
what
mine.
I knew I was doing. Like I knew, like that was the entire intention. Well,
yeah.
I knew I was paving the way for other people. That's literally exactly
well. Here's
what
I'll
what
say
I
is like your performance has a start
that's
and
I'll
an
say.
End.
Like what you're saying is here's what I'll say basically.
I'll say,
and then what I'm saying is listen because I'm flipping it in reverse, and then it's. For me to say, right?
Okay.
Because for me, it's like you have a start and an end to your performance, right?
Uh-huh.
Rush hour to end of rush hour. And for me, it's like, it doesn't stop. I think that's it. It's part of grind culture, right?
Yes.
Where it's like, you got to keep working. You got to take the money where you can get it. And if you are always improvising, every single dollar you make in your entire life
mm-hmm.
comes from improv.
Right.
When I'm working at a restaurant, that's me improvising,
right.
And I'm making money improvising. That is my 5 to 6 o'clock show that I'm doing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So it does sound like we are going to need a new space.
Because... Yeah, that actually I think would be great.
Okay.
It'd be nice to have sort of like a regular home,
right.
as I want to refer to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And UCB, like I think that model, that brand, is toxic. Paying people straight up did not work.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need to walk that back.
I just think maybe a different hedge fund should get involved, I think. I think it's instead of the one that it currently is, like, let's get one of the big boys in there.
Yeah. How about Oops All Hedge Funds?
Oops All Hedge Fund.
Where
that's pretty nice.
There's one performer and then 8 hedge funds sort of that take nightly blocks.
Yeah, that's cool. Get Halliburton on like Thursdays or something, right?
That'd
get,
be
like,
fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I'm interested. Yeah, that's like... It's an idea,
right?
Yeah,
it's at least an idea.
Well, we can make the hedge fund sort of compete for spots on nights. Mm. I think mm-hmm. would be fun to fund the evening.
Yeah, audition hedge fund. That's interesting. Yeah, sort of turn it on them a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Commercial retail, like retail's doing okay. Residential's doing okay. Commercial, like downtown business districts, like this is where I think the opportunity is potentially.
Hmm.
And every one of these like big high rises, like is you know, like no one wants to go to work anymore.
Sure.
Everyone is like WFH still.
Yeah.
Everyone got a dog.
Yeah.
During the pandemic.
Yeah. Like, I'm in a meeting right now. Actually, I'm at Trader Joe's.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so how can we take advantage of this opportunity? For fire purposes, every one of these buildings needs a stairwell.
Oh, interesting.
And these stairwells are like pretty like underutilized because like nobody wants to work anymore. Everyone got a dog.
Yeah.
And like the dog, like dogs can go upstairs but not down. So like.
Yeah, no, they cannot go down.
And so all these kids, the dog has to come to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like medicine. Like the dog is technically
the
medicine.
The dog is medicine.
Yeah.
Prescribed.
So I wonder, like, we would have to figure out ways to work it into the performance,
mm-hmm.
but finding ways to make stairs, like, a huge part of what we're doing. And I'm already thinking, like, Austin Powers. Well, so the thing with Austin Powers, what Austin Powers was missing with sort of a brand of performance that he created was he was, like, going up and down, that was his thing.
I'm thinking
right?
exactly what you're
he
about
to go,
say.
He would go behind the couch,
yes.
and he would like be going downstairs.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That is kind of like, if you had to really dilute
it's
Austin
improv.
Powers to his base thing, that,
yes.
that's his main that's his
And
main
that was 97.
Thing. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
That's what we were all pulling off of, was Austin Powers being behind the couch.
I'm just going to have to believe you. I
and
wasn't
suddenly
really...
he's going downstairs.
Sure.
You are going to have to believe me.
Because here's, I just like, I don't really have a lot of memories from that time. I
sure.
was so young.
Yeah. No, you have to believe literally everything that I that I'm saying.
Believe like, men. You have to believe men.
Yes.
Yeah, you do keep shouting that at me.
Yes. What if there were actually stairs?
Are you okay?
Is my question. You know what I mean?
If there were stairs under behind the couch.
Well, no. I mean, so like that. Like that's well.
That's not what he was saying.
Well, wait, no.
That is what he's saying, I think.
Wait a second. I think this actually could work. So we put the couch there.
Yeah.
Next to the like the stairwell.
Next to stair.
Have the audience on like a riser on the lower landing, so they're seeing us go up and down stairs behind the couch, but there are actually stairs back.
So we're talking about creating a full performance space in sort of like a
vertical,
in a vertical situation. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I think that that translates really well. I don't know if you're going to know this, so stick with me for a second. A lot of people watch videos on their phones in sort of a vertical landscape right now. And so we're really just translating that from the phone, from the audiovisual medium to a physical medium. That's really interesting.
Yes, and gravity could be a huge factor in a way that it's like very rarely is.
No, gravity
in a lot of the shows that I'm seeing.
Yeah, gravity could be really big in this space, I think. That's a good idea.
Sure. Can I ask what shows you've been seeing recently?
So I saw a show that was, it was called Outer Space Show.
Okay.
And at, like at this show, like everyone is pretending to be, and it's fake, right? It's it's pretend. It's
of
improvised.
Course. Yeah. Yes.
But like,
that's how it should be. You should be going up on stage and just like playing pretend. That's how it's supposed to feel.
And people like, they get someone from the audience to tell like their craziest story or like even just a normal story of like the most amazing trip that they had to outer space.
So we're getting somebody on stage and they're either telling their craziest story or they're just normal everyday.
It's a suggestion. Who's got a story, crazy or normal? Anybody raise their hand?
Yeah. But so that like, but they can make something out of anything. You know what I mean? Like
that's how they're
talent.
So good.
Unfortunately, no one had gone to outer space.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so no one was able to get up and provide.
Yeah.
Like a story too. So like
the one day Richard Branson shows up, they're going to be so excited because he's been there before.
But he's not going to want to talk. Like he's there to like.
He's too shy.
Yes.
He's notoriously shy.
He's really
shy. And he's there to kind of learn how to engage with people, like going to shows, like studying that.
And so this was actually a big point that I wanted to bring up. I think the biggest obstacle to performing these days is training the audience how to watch the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I actually think that we need some sort of licensing to allow people to come into the audience, I think is going to be the next sort of step. People are used to like, oh, like 2-minute clips on my phone or whatever. And they're not used to sitting in the audience and watching
them.
Something.
And what if, so this is interesting. Maybe the problem wasn't just paying performers, like maybe the audience needed to be paid as well.
Yes.
Because they're like, if we're trying to train them up, we're asking them to do work.
They're WFH. They got dogs. It's like they don't understand what it's like to actually like sit in a crowd and like not be like making coffee at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And
that's labor. Like we need them to contribute their labor for this. But if we want to get something, we have to give something.
I know a lot of people who have said to me out loud, you couldn't pay me to watch improv.
Yes. And it's like, well, what if?
And I'm like, actually, what if there was actually money, though? What if we actually could?
Yeah.
What if it was hourly?
But they just said that you couldn't.
Yeah. But they haven't seen the money. They haven't seen the money.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They haven't seen the money.
What are you doing?
I'm just saying, if we had the money and showed it to them, they might actually take the money and get paid to watch improv.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a thought. That's
we still
for sure.
Like so we have the space, we have a stairwell, it's vertical, there's gravity.
Yes.
It can be like sort of flipping between like what like the landing and like you go down to a different landing. They're on a riser. I'm just trying to figure out how the audience is going to be able to track what's going on as we're moving up and down stairs, like how they're going to be able to see where they're going to be. Maybe they are okay. At the very top of the stairwell.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Facing down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they're strapped in.
Yeah.
So now they can see the entire proscenium, right?
Yeah, the
like
proscenium.
They can see the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a proscenium arch, I think.
Okay. We'll have to get an arch in there.
Yeah.
My biggest concern now is if they throw up.
From, you think they're going to laugh so hard? From the up and down,
Tower of Terror style movement?
From, I mean, even just like lying face down, like strapped in.
Sure.
And it might not have anything to do with like, it might just be something else. That's well, going. They might be really sick.
They could be really sick.
You know, and so they could throw up and that's going to go all down on me, like, you know, like the performers.
Well, and
like,
maybe this is my style. Maybe this is not something that they were doing in your day because there's no cell phones. But like, you know, when a cell phone goes off in the audience or something like that, it's that idea of like, use it. And so for me, I'm like, the throw up is not use just somebody up. Being sick. It's a gift, actually, that we're getting as performers. Mm-hmm. How do we use that in the art, right?
Okay, so you would want to bring a box or something so you could catch it.
Maybe if that's sort of where the scene is going, you know, maybe I'm moving and then I sort of move the box over and it catches the throw up. And then all of a sudden, oh, there's weight to that box. Is it just physical weight or can I put some emotional weight into that too? You know what I'm saying?
Say something like, oh, this box is so heavy. What happens? So we throw up in this and then everybody sort of like gets, they're in on it too because they know that somebody threw up.
Well, they already saw that. They already knew that.
What happened? So. Somebody threw up in this box, I think.
Right. But is that... So I guess
we all feels just have different like, style.
Of well, all me, different that, things you could do, that is what happened. Like, that is actually what happened. And everyone did already see that.
But then they could laugh at it because they, like, people like, this is the thing that, like, I think we're all just coming at this from a slightly different angle.
Right.
People like to laugh at stuff that they know. There are so many comedians that just, like, say stuff. And they're like, I know what that is, actually, and I'm going to laugh because I know what that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
They just like don't even have any jokes. They kind of just say stuff.
So right. I think maybe what would be good for you is like narrating audiobooks because then it's like you're physically reading a book and it says that exactly and then you're just repeating it. It sounds like maybe you would think that was the funniest thing in the world.
I mean, I'd like to hear it at the very least, but you know, it's
not literally the opposite of what you would be there to do.
I guess
You are supposed to be saying, everyone else is supposed to be hearing it.
But the doing of it isn't.
So you want someone to record the audiobook.
I'm saying as a fan.
For you to listen to.
I'm not in the audience.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. Matt has a copy of the book.
Yeah.
He's reading along as somebody is recording the audio for the
audiobook. I'm laughing my ass off. Okay, yeah, that's
so
hilarious.
That's sort of what I was thinking you might say.
That's so funny.
Now I'm sort of concerned like.
Do you know what an audiobook is?
Yes.
Okay.
I know what an audio.
I'm just checking.
It's not on vinyl.
No, it's on the reel to reels.
I wanted to check because I would say you look like my grandpa, but that feels really unfair to my grandpa. He's in such good shape.
Your grandpa's hot.
Thank you for saying that.
Hot grandpa. We had so many other grandpas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But most of them were ugly. Like,
yeah.
That was kind of the idea.
Yeah.
Right? Was like,
well, that's where the comedic, and I don't want to step on you here, but that is where I think for me, when I'm constructing a joke, that is where the comedy comes from, is right. Like, it's like, oh, you know, Cindy's new boyfriend is coming, and then you get like an ugly grandpa who comes in.
Right.
And it's just like, it just is funny.
Yeah.
That just is undeniably funny, you know?
Somebody's so probably like, grandpa's so ugly, they're saying it out
your
loud.
Your hot grandpa's not funny.
No. He is not funny at all. He is so rich.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From crafts.
Yeah.
From the little dog.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about that anymore, actually. I sort of feel like I've now come past that and I've created a name for myself, which is different from Michael's. And I want to build upon that. So if you have any questions about me as a person that are non-craft related, I would love to answer them.
I had a lot. I did ask them already.
Okay.
You're done with all the questions?
All the questions about her, from not the crafts. I have a lot more questions about the craft stuff.
Right.
Okay.
But
if you need to get them out of your system, I will give you two craft questions, which I will answer with yes or no answers.
Okay. I'm getting stuck, and I do want to address this before we get too far into the planning. So this is in the stairwell. We talked about like what happens if you throw up, you catch in a box, and you say, what happens if someone threw up in this? Now I guess I'm concerned with people fully falling off, like people fully detaching from...
Yeah.
Like...
Oh, falling out.
Well, here's what I'll say. I'm not going to say how I know this, but if you use really strong glue, it sticks better.
Okay.
So, like, if we use straps and we use really strong glue, and I'm not really going to get into how I know that.
They're glued on there?
Yeah, if we, like, use a really strong glue and a really sturdy sort of, like, poster board, that's not going anywhere.
What's attached to the poster board, though?
The person.
Okay, but how do you attach them with more glue? So it's glue, poster board, glue.
You're not listening to me at all. It's glue. It's poster board.
Okay. So far, that is exactly what I said.
Can you just listen to me for once?
I want
to
hit. Yes.
Here, okay, here's what it is. Poster board. Poster board we've got attached to whatever sort of
with
our structural
glue.
With glue.
Okay.
Then we have the straps, which we are gluing the straps down to the poster board.
And I can see why you're getting upset, because this is literally like your family's legacy that like you cannot.
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, but you have to. I mean, this
I don't
is
have to
you.
Actually.
It's
Here's
glue.
What I'm saying. It's like
glue.
I'm saying
it's
I don't know how
board.
I know it. I could know that
okay.
from some other way.
It's giving glue.
I'm it just saying okay. I could know it from another source.
Okay.
And
sure.
So maybe there's some other way that I would know that. So then we're gluing the straps down, and then we are tying the people with the straps.
Tying the people
with
the
straps. So we're not gluing
the
people to the poster board. That would be insane. We're okay. tying them in with the glued straps. The straps
the glued
are glued
straps,
to the poster board.
And they're
tied. Because then we're not
in.
Having to get new poster board every time we have a new audience come in.
Okay. But what if they felt like the knots are so good?
What if, what if the world ended tomorrow?
Okay. I guess I've just...
You know what I'm saying? It's just like we can't live our lives in fear of stuff like that.
Okay, so they might fall out and we just... We just
I mean,
have to be
maybe
like,
I don't
see.
Know.
Thinks,
like what if you leave here today and there's a ticket on your car because somebody right. moved it so that way they could park in one of the spots here?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just is.
Somebody moved my car into
what if the street?
What if? And that's the equivalent of someone fully detaching, but like the knots untying.
It's the I'm same probability.
We don't know.
Down
we don't know, right?
The center hole of a stairwell.
I feel like
through
we have,
the scene.
We have so many problems. And then what if they do fall into the scene? What do? We use it.
We have that box. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's throw
like
up in it. It's
yeah,
kinda,
do not want to fall in that box.
We just don't know gross. Is what I'm saying. We have
right.
no idea to know what would happen with that. And so planning for something that we don't even know is going to happen. I mean,
right.
like, what is acting? What is improv but reacting to
right.
something that's happening?
Right.
What
so
if instead of,
and, yeah, okay.
instead of straps, what if it's like human pyramid?
What do you mean?
So like people like, you know, maybe get like 10 people on the bottom and then like 8 people on top of them, pyramid style. Maybe then 6 on top of them. Then
inside the stairwell, I just don't like.
Oh, I forgot about the stairwell part of it. What if they're just kind of sitting on each stair
thing?
They're sitting on each stair. That way, they're not. There's no danger of.
But
them
where up. Am I gonna go then?
You're all up and down those fuckers. You're just kind of like you're on your Joker shit. You're sort of doing your.
But
little
is that how
dance.
You do? Well, like when you did a show at the UCB Sunset before you, basically
I, well,
took a big TNT plunger.
Yeah, that's my style's a little less. There's a little less movement. There's a little less.
So you are less movement. Okay. So where are you going to be?
I'll probably be smack dab center of the stage, maybe a little too far back.
I don't think you're understanding just like the physics of this at all.
Mm-hmm.
And now I sort of feel like, I mean, Vic talk like.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What do you imagine? How do you imagine this is set up?
Well, I'm just like so used to I'm sort of used to just performing in the one space. So it's hard for me to visualize it.
Okay, so improv all over the place
is just
I don't know
things.
If you were the guy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was tough because we did kind of do it at the same spot all the time. And people were like, this is actually not all over the place. It's this one place often.
Well, okay. And after the reviews, it feels like people would specifically avoid those places.
Well, and this is the thing. The most common review that we got was, yeah, the improv was all over the place. They were not making any sense at all.
Okay.
They were all in like sort of different scenes, it felt like.
Uh-huh.
Which was, you know.
Who else did it? I mean.
It was me.
I didn't know you got other people.
It was me. It was Wysocki. It was
okay.
right.
Distin. It was mm-hmm. you know Montoya. It was all these all the classics.
Sure.
Okay.
All my men.
All the classics are men.
Yeah. All but you know, only one white guy. That's we got to give it up. That's not nothing.
Can I ask a question? Because I feel like we've really nailed down the who, and I feel like we've really nailed down the where, but I don't
yes.
think we've really nailed down, like, the what. Like, what
right.
are these sets going to look like? because I feel like we come from like three very different sort of eras of performance. Yeah. And so my fear is that we come on stage and sort of I'm giving Shakespeare and right. you two are doing whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But different. Not the same kind of thing.
Sure.
But different.
Different things.
Different.
But not Shakespeare either. Yeah. I mean, so, well, there's the performance style. There's also like how we account for the fact that it, like, for the verticality of it. You know yeah. what I mean?
What are we talking space-wise, do we think? Are we like...
The stairs.
Sure. Sure, but I'm talking like length. Are we thinking like it's like a four by four?
A four by four?
Yeah, like four people wide, four people tall for the stairwell. Like what is the physical dimensions of
for
something
the stairwell?
Like that?
Well, I mean, Matt is pitching that people are sitting on every. I do want to be able to like pack people into this, right?
Of course.
I want to like sell
that
tickets.
Energy is just so palpable. You can really feel that. Yeah, you can use that. It propels right. you into the next sort of.
And
plane.
Then, well, I guess that we are paying them, so maybe we don't want that many people to be there.
Actually, that's a really good idea. The fewer people we can pay, the more money that we're gonna
that
make.
We're making.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
exactly.
if we just maybe audition some really good laughers. Okay. I mean, if we're paying people, I feel like maybe we do have a right to sort of audition people to come on in and see what they're right. gonna, how they're going to respond.
Yeah, we could do, and we might as well get out of the way. Like, Kevin is going to want to be asked.
Yeah, Kevin, can we hear the laugh real quick?
Well,
we,
let's you know, let's give him a second. Because,
okay.
like, it's, so what he'll want to do, he'll show up to the audition and, like, want to be anonymous, like he wants to win on merit.
No.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So he's gonna give a fake name, he's gonna give
Bevan
fake...
Kartelt. Yeah,
it's not gonna be that.
No,
it's gonna be something very different.
Okay,
and his height is gonna be like different as well. Like,
how's he gonna account for that? Is he gonna be like on stilts or is he gonna be like smaller?
It's a self tape.
Okay, it's a self tape.
Yes,
which is crazy because we're only holding in person auditions.
Yes,
so that means that his agent's gonna have to reach out and be like, "Hey, mm-hmm. let's say you know Smevin isn't here today,
yeah,
like you know whatever it is, well, but whatever it ends up being."
Yeah.
And it's gonna be like, "So we just thought we'd send in a tape anyway, like that sort of a thing."
Yes,
tough. Okay.
Yes, tough.
Okay, but also let's just get this out of the way real quick. It's not gonna be what I said. It's not gonna be what Vic said. Hayes, what's his name gonna be?
Well, he's gonna do it now. Like, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I do know. And so it's one of those things where, like, he wants to get it on merit, mm-hmm. but he wants to get it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it doesn't, like...
He wants us to be like, oh, my God, you're
yeah.
like the best.
Kevin...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's
Pick
not
energy,
so much
yeah.
on merit that necessarily that he doesn't, like, take advantage of the
Well, where does
that,
that leave you?
Us,
do we have to hire him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have to hire him.
So in that point... We might as well just have a good attitude about it, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to need, like, basically, by hiring him, we're hiring his dad. We're going to need his dad.
Do you think?
We're going to need his dad, too?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll bet.
For one thing, this is, you know, Bartelt Insurance here, like,
mm-hmm.
from right. based on the number of people, I know we're just, like, taking it as it comes, but people are going to be falling. I can already, like, from
okay,
how
we
designed it.
Okay, so
we
get his dad on board to sort of.
People are going
to
be falling down the middle hole of the stairs.
Yeah.
They're not going to be falling.
All the way down.
Not a single person is going to fall. And again, if they do fall, that's a gift that we use in the scene.
Okay, but, like, but so people.
They either don't fall at all or. It's a gift.
Explain that to the auditors.
I'd happily explain that to the auditors.
They're gonna do it, so that's pretty nice.
So, Kevin, go ahead, like, if you want to do your tape.
Hi, my name is P. Tur. I'm 7'1", Virgo, and here's my laugh. Somebody say something funny, please.
What, somebody throw up in this box?
Not you, Matt.
Think, yeah, you're the guest. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So for me, well, what is funny? So I think at the end mm-hmm. of the day, I'd sort of start by telling a story, and I'd be like, my family immigrated to the United States, sort of in the early. Okay. Just,
so okay. you're gonna be in the show.
Okay.
So you cannot be.
Okay.
You cannot be laughing.
Sorry,
like that.
I'm in my Fallon era.
And there's so much dust. It was such a. Dusty laugh.
I did the cinnamon challenge before I got here.
Yeah, I was going to say it smells a lot like cinnamon brooms.
Yeah, yeah. kind of went ham.
And there's
some
sticks. So you said cinnamon challenge, but did you eat cinnamon brooms?
Yeah. I ate the brooms
too. The cinnamon challenge is supposed to be
the powder.
Powder. It's not supposed to be eating a cinnamon.
I thought it was
broom.
Just eat as much cinnamon stuff as you could.
What other cinnamon stuff did you eat?
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Sinned like C-I-N-N.
That's really good. So that's something funny. Do you have something there for yourself?
Can you say that again, Matt?
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
No. Okay. Oh, no.
We don't want, okay. And I know you do that, like, we don't want people saying, oh, no.
Am I allowed to give a note?
During the show, yeah.
And just do it a little better, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe something more affirmative.
And real.
Than,
oh, no. I know that's right.
And the name should be like, he's like, it's like Peter Griffin. It's like a funny name.
Yeah.
He thinks that's what's funny about him is
that his name is like Peter Griffin.
Yeah. So maybe let's take it back from the top and just like normal name. You're just a normal guy.
My name is Griffin 72 Acharius. Mac, you say the line.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Yes.
Okay.
The O, I missed the O. So I think it should be like, oh, yeah, like, oh, yes, oh, okay. Yeah. Can we get just like a few
And also
of those?
Just to clarify, is Griff the first name and In the last
in
name?
In is the last name.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Could you maybe do it like at the end of the Entourage song?
Okay.
He hasn't, I just wanted He hasn't seen Entourage. He doesn't know. Like,
oh, then,
he will agree to whatever you say, but what this is going to be
is not what I want.
It's not going to be like the Entourage song.
Okay. Okay.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
My name is Lois 73 Gremini. Mac, you say the line, please.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of close.
It was closer than I thought it would be.
Sure. And for a live record of the self tape, I'm just going to put this out there. I don't think we need a new name every time.
What was your favorite?
I think Lois.
Yeah.
Was my
yeah.
Favorite.
Probably was my favorite.
If I had to pick one.
Okay.
So I guess you got it.
So congratulations.
What hours do you need me? I don't do mornings.
Okay. Well,
that's
this
gonna
is
be
a
tough.
Huge problem.
No, I mean, I like, I think this is mostly a night
okay.
show because in the mornings, people, like, some people do go to work.
Yeah, some.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, people are going to be going up and down the stairs at that time. So, like, we should probably do it at night.
Yeah. Well, always... do you have any specifics on the books or is there going to be, like, a time when you're available?
Gosh.
Is that mostly what you do these days, specifics?
I mean, but it's the holidays, you know? The
I
holidays
see.
are dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's MLK.
Yeah.
And then it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Like, well, and then it's Easter. Like, Easter is bone dry.
You skip Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Are you in love?
I will be skipping that this year.
No. Mm. Why?
Because I'm not in love.
I'm really sorry.
That sucks.
Yeah. It sucks so bad.
Yeah.
I hate not being in love.
Yeah. That sucks. Well,
I get sleepy eyes after 6, so 4 to 5:15 is my sweet spot.
Mm-hmm. He rubs his, and that it's game over because like he rubs his eyes.
Yeah, no, I've
heard
it. He's
got stuff all over him.
He's got stuff all over him. He's always saying, "I want to go memes." Yeah, it's really crazy.
And if I'm being honest, we need to keep that poster board dry.
Okay.
Because as soon as we get a little soggy in the poster board, I mean, like. It's nobody's going to fall, but if people were going to fall, that would be the situation in which I think people are going to start dropping.
It will start to erode and...
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, you get a piece of paper soggy, anything like that. And obviously this is sturdier than a piece of paper, but, you know.
But not that much dirtier.
Like, well, you know, it kind of depends.
Okay.
So are we married to the idea that like the input that we're going to get for the shows is... A story about when they went to space, or is that
no?
Like,
that was a show
yeah,
I went to. That was
saw.
That was a bad show.
Bad idea.
Right.
Okay,
yeah. And so, like, I think we go the other way and make it as accessible as possible to people.
Ground story.
The what?
Ground story.
Ground story.
Yeah.
Yes. A story about being on the ground.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's because everybody has something.
Right.
Where they've been on the ground before. Yes.
Except this particular show.
Is on stairs. So yeah.
It is like they'll be hanging down. I mean, they're like completely not on the ground in this case. And that will save a thing that I've seen a lot at these shows where people will come up and talk about when they were in the audience at that show.
Okay, yeah.
It's like, okay, well, this just happened. There has to be something that you can reach back and talk about that you remember. This can't be the most important.
I've been in situations like that where your instinct as a performer is to sort of like get that information and then sort of lightly make fun of them. For being like that's not a story.
Yeah.
Do you think everybody's gonna like that? Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something, they don't like that at all. They do not like it if you're mean to them a little bit.
Yeah.
The audience,
they can't take it.
Yeah.
Because everybody that loves improv, I'll go ahead and say it, is soft. They're all soft. They're not ready to hear. They don't want to hear the truth back at them.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And it's kind of a tough space to perform, because that's where I feel like you can really hold up the mirror to society.
Yeah.
Because you're performing these truths, right? And it's tough because you want to be able to showcase even the nitty gritty, not just the.
Here's what's so interesting about like both of your generations of improv, like one the past and one like the way, way past. Mm-hmm. It to me is like, now we don't even do suggestions or anything like that. So it's like so interesting to hear. Like for us now, we sort of like come up with ideas and we just sort of like write them down, pass them out. And so we all sort of like are on the same page already and know what we're doing. And I think for me, it just is like much more cohesive improv.
So when the audience is talking, you just aren't reacting to them at all?
Well, we've given them what to say. So we go to an audience member.
Oh, you
wrote
it for them to say.
Yes.
You gave them a suggestion. Well, they're getting paid. So,
yeah. Like, so I think, you know, it's like, and we're not getting paid. So it's like, we might as well be getting what we want out of it. It's a service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think for me, I found that that's something. You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said thank you.
Hmm? You sort of had an air of it. Well, I wasn't expecting thank you from you because I assume you served in the war because of drafting.
World War One.
Yeah.
So thank you for your service, actually.
Because of drafting.
Yeah. Trench foot.
That's what, I was like, why am I here? And they were like, because of drafting. And I did get trench foot, which is my foot got shot off.
Yeah.
So we'll get one more.
Yeah, what if you have an opener that's like the audience?
Sorry,
so kind of a bad cop, good cop.
Okay, this is not it.
So you have a hypothetical opener, comes in, is really crass, shocks the audience, and then you guys come out and they're like, these are sweeties and nice to us.
Well, you're going to be saying, oh yeah, to the opener. So,
well, I'm kind of dual doing multiple roles. I'm also
tough.
Director.
You're
writing.
On your clumps, in your clump shit right now?
My clumps back.
Yeah.
I'm doing crafty.
I'm seeing
merch.
Sort of a drawer full of wigs that you're pulling out right now. So we're sort of married to that idea.
Yeah, we're absolutely married to it.
And we have to say yes?
We're paying him, so we don't have to pay, you know, the six other people he's going to be as well. That's like saving us money, actually. It's a cost
that
saving.
We just pay him.
We just pay him for being the
and
one
we get
guy.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his dad.
And his dad.
And his dad.
Which, yeah, which will
And that's
be
like
it.
Who we actually want.
Yeah. Because the wigs are, like, it's going to cause more health.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say.
Insurance needs.
Yeah. I don't want to say how or why, so please
really
don't ask me. But I have, like, a little bit of family money.
Okay.
That I could maybe put towards this show.
I have two questions that I cannot ask.
Don't ask. I'm not interested in answering, and I won't. Unless you have two questions, in which case I'll
answer
yes or
no. We're
going to
need like a tall building, and so like that would be huge, and it would be amazing to not have to.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and then we could maybe hire somebody real.
Because I find that like when Bartelt Insurance shows up, that's when people start getting hurt.
Is that true?
You know what I mean?
We're going to need an escalator, and it is fast.
We're going to need a fast escalator? Is that what he just said?
That's what he said, yeah. I don't...
Well, then we're going to have to... I mean, then we're doing like a demo and a rebuild, and that's going to take so long before we can mount the show.
Yes. Unless we had
A little bit of family
a,
money.
A little bit.
And again, you cannot ask questions unless you want to ask two of them, and they have to be okay, yes or no questions.
How much of the money is...
No. One more question.
Is it American or Canadian?
Bye, okay. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.